All right. Joining us now, Mr. Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. You've already heard a little bit of the Pickup Cowboy on this last set, and Jonathan as well. Jonathan is a Southern Baptist preacher's son, a Gulf War veteran, and an award-winning songwriter from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Known for literary outsider songs that have become campfire favorites. Just after the release of his debut album, Wildflowers, in late 2001, his music caught the attention of folk legend Tom Paxton, who sent him a quick email saying, "What a treat to hear someone so deeply rooted in tradition, let growing in its own beautiful way." The Chicago Tribune calls Jonathan one of the top 50 songwriters of the past 50 years. Indeed. And joining him, multi-instrumentalist Johnny Wakin cut his teeth on electric guitar in Pittsburgh, with rock legend Norm Nardini opening for the Blues Brothers Band on their Red Hot and Blue Tour in 1992. On stage and after hours, he jammed with members of Bon Jovi and the legendary Steve Cropper. At the age of 24, Johnny left music to pursue primitive skills and thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail in 2000. No small feat there, I can tell you. Returning to music years later, Johnny joined theater troupe Paperhand Puppet Intervention, contributing to scores for 9 shows and winning 4 Indie Awards for Best Original Music. And also joining him is our good friend, Kishana, as well, Armstrong. So please join me in welcoming Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboys and Girls.
Do you ever want to stone me? Do you ever think you're all grown up? If you ever get lonely, I'm close enough to touch. Close enough to touch. A deep cover on a dark night. I can't take away all my love. Behind the cloud, I'm a satellite. Close enough to touch, or close enough to touch. Can you hear me? Can you feel me loving you? Loving you. Can I turn it off? Can I ever stop? On the telephone, will it ever be good enough? There's a voice on the radio, it's close enough to touch, close enough to touch. I got my heart tied up in twine, a bandana with all my stuff, and a red hawk in the western sky. Close enough to touch, close enough to touch. Can you hear me? Can you feel me? Close enough.
touch, close enough to touch.
Thanks, y'all. Keep your Kenworth running strong for regional bulk or hauling logs. Air suspension gives a nice soft ride, and the fairing's got a toolbox inside. Piano hinge doors stay quiet and square, and that Huck bolted cab ain't going nowhere. 600 horses charging straight and true, and it's aerodynamic to save you fuel. Well, if you got it, let's get corn out here. A big truck brought it, and if you want it, there's a big truck on it. I'll sing that. If you got it, if you got it, a big truck brought it.
A big truck brought it.
If you want it, if you want it, there's a big truck on it. Take it, Corn.
This picture is semi in your mind. Flat nose grill, that red oval sign, that classic looking semi. It was defined by the Peterbilt. 389. The new model's got that sloped grilled hood, and that lets you see the road real good. If you like that, that's just fine. Me, I drive a 389.
Well, if you got it, a big truck brought it.
And if you want it,
if you want it,
big truck on it.
There's a big truck on it.
Big truck brought it. Big truck brought it.
If you want it,
if you want it,
here's a big truck on it. Take us down the road there, John. Breaking haulers go by many names. They're all a little different, but one thing's the same. Whether Sterling, a Mac, or Western Star, a big rig brought it to where you are. If it's Freightline or Eagle or Volvo or Ford, with Playboy mud flaps or baby on board, hauling solid gold or a load of manure, a big truck brought it, you could be sure. Sing if you got it.
Truck brought it.
A big truck brought it.
If you want it,
and if you want it,
there's a big truck.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes it.
If you got it,
a big truck brought
it. True.
And if you want it, there's a big truck on it. If you want it, here we go.
If you want it.
Thanks so much, y'all. Well, I got a couple things to talk about since I've been here last. First of all, before we went on this tour, and this is Kashana Armstrong. This is her first tour with us, and it's just such an honor to have her with us. It came out sort of casually in the van yesterday that she actually studied how to conduct an orchestra. She's the most talented member of the band. I have no idea why she's playing bass for me. But she's incredible. So we made this trio record about a month ago. We said, we're going on tour and we're playing. Everybody wants what they heard. So we made a record that's just the three of us, just like you're hearing us tonight. If you want to hear what you heard, you can take this home with you tonight. So it's just called Trio, and it's us. And the other thing is, I'm so proud. I'm actually on this with the same publisher as Rod. Mescalita Press out of Norman, Oklahoma has published my very first book of poetry. And I'm so proud of it. It's just to hold it in my hand, I feel like I made it or something. And so I just want to read you a short thing. So there's many different processes that I go through to write poems, and this was one of them. So I was flying back from Denmark one time. I was on a long flight and just kind of passing the time and reading the in-flight magazine. And I came upon this ad for a credit card, which just kind of ticked me off, really. There's all this language about, you know, privilege and, you know, membership and all this kind of, like, you earned it. Like, you didn't earn it. That's why you need the credit card, you know? So I started to kind of, I just took a pen and just kind of scratched out all the words about money and credit and privilege and stuff. And it became this beautiful affirmation of life. And these words are in the order that they were on the page after I got done with my little ballpoint pen there. So this is called The New Onus. Membership has its privileges. What's up, kind globe? Us embers have access to a journey. Regardless of level, there's always free sage, as well as great partners. Silver embers qualify for extra age. In addition, embers get security when traveling. All you need is God. Diamond embers have extra baggage and a larger onus. Embers are guaranteed a departure. As a God ember, you can give to a family. Diamond embers can make soon a God ember. Where will you take you? Sign up for free. Earn points. Did you know? Now you can earn light. On, on. In, new is best, new is nice, and okay can mean everything. Embers, partners, points on everything, more than air. Combine your onus with I can. Earn points when you hop. Unlocking the benefits is easier than ever. Stay connected, free everyone, become more, start today. Thanks so much for listening. We got one more for you. This is called Slip Away. Free and clean, your daddy's girl, dancing down in Mexico. All night long and nobody knows you. Just a poet and you had to go. Slip away, slip away. They try to love you but you slip away. Slip away, slip away. It's been a while since you paid a bill. Forgiveness is a shallow well. What you're giving is all you've got. The way you look and the way you smell. Slip away, slip away. I try to love you but you slip away. Slip away, slip away, yeah. You can't go home again for shame. You try to make it in a border town. Running tar to hotel rooms, and the sailor boys, they call you down. Slip away, slip away. They try to love you, but you slip away. Slip away, slip away, yeah. They try to love you, but you slip away. Slip away, slip away. Try to love you, but you slip away. Slip away, slip away. Yeah. even when the deal goes south, you never figure yourself for a slave. Confederacy's the easy way out. Take your freedom to your grave and slip away, slip away. They try to love you, but you slip away, slip away, slip away. They try to love you, but you slip away, slip away, slip away. Lord, they try to love you, but you slip away, slip away, slip away. Uncle came and picked you up. You was toe-tagged and skin and bone. It took you back to Shasta Lake, but nobody ever took you home. You slipped away, slipped away. They try to love you, but you slipped away, slip away, slip away. Try to love you, but you slip away, slip away, slip away. And try to love you, but you slip away, slip away, slip away.
Johnny Lincoln, Keshawna Armstrong. Thanks so much, y'all.
Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowfolk. Wow, what a show tonight. Amazing, you know? This might be the very best Radio Live ever, and the audience tonight, you audience people, you are at the top of your form. Incredible. I mean, I'm feeling the love. How about you, Rod?
Yeah, no, it's just... Fantastic, yeah.
And we got, and Rod's back, and he's used up his only happy song, so it's going to be, as he bills himself, the circus of misery and heartbreak.
Yeah.
I can't wait. So
I mean, you've been entertained now, so, you know, that's taken care of.
So once again, Mr. Rod Picott.
This is my town, out in the Rust Belt fields. We were banging out Buicks and Oldsmobiles. There was always a job, and the money was there. Some say we got a little lazy, but no one seemed to care. They figured it out and shipped the elbow grease down to Mexico, off to the Chinese. And I learned a little something about how things are. And no one remembers your name just for working hard. Drive it into the ground till the factory's cold, and they tear it all down and the parts get sold. Come the lawyers now, picking over the bones, and this street is just ghosts where they used to be homes. 'Cause they figured it out and shipped the elbow grease down to Mexico, off to the Chinese. And I learned a little something about how things are. No one gets a bonus for bloody knuckles and scars. No one remembers your name just for working hard. There's a casino boat up around Boone. Think I'll buy me a bottle and a motel room and put all I have left on a little black square. Risk it all like the big boys, like I don't even care. They drive you into the ground till your engine's cold, calling the auctioneer as the banks foreclose. Well, I learned a little something about how things are. No one gets a bonus for bloody knuckles and scars. And no one remembers your name just for working hard.
Thank you.
I do feel like the wet blanket guy here tonight. Everybody, they're all playing with each other, having so much fun, in the middle of a song, inviting other people up to play with them. Just my lonely, skinny ass up here all by myself. Singing about unemployment and divorce. Maybe I should rethink this whole thing. Maybe I should be a nicer person. I'd have people playing with me. I don't know. I'm going to think on it. I'm going to think about it. There's a song called Mobile Home, and this one... I mean, I'm not that fast. I can't think about it right between, you know. Like I can't change between that song and the next one, you know. Give me a few minutes or a couple days. I'll try to come up with something. I got out of high school, and I got out of high school early. I got out in 3 years. I like to say that because it makes me sound smart, but the truth is they called me down to the office and said, we can't have you but one more year. And I could tell you a couple of stories about why, but they wouldn't be appropriate for radio. And so I got out of high school, and I borrowed some money and bought a mobile home in a little mobile home park called Marshwood Mobile Estates. It's its own joke. And I don't have to tell you any more about it. I'll just tell you the song. This is moved in with my high school girlfriend. Well, we pulled up the carpet and linoleum. We drank some beer, had some fun, painted the plastic, made it look like wood. It took all weekend, but it looked pretty good. No trees, no yard with a dog can bark, just a home on wheels at the trailer park. 65 long and 10 feet wide with a metal roof and metal on the sides. They don't really make them like they should, and you can't hang a picture cause the walls ain't wood. Gotta go outside to turn the hot water up, and it leaks, so you gotta have little plastic cups. You can set out, catch a hold of the rain that gets in, and you pour them down the sink and set them out again. Ain't it strange? It's called the mobile home. Cause you just sit there, you ain't going anywhere. One for bad habits, one for the rent, one for the paycheck you already spent. One to your stepdad for the down payment loan. You get one more month in your mobile home.
And your neighbor plays Aerosmith all goddamn day long. It's him and Joe Perry jamming along. He's got a PV amp and a fake Les Paul he bought from a store at the Fox Run Mall. And he wish he'd play something else for a while. Maybe David Bowie, maybe Jay Giles, or something more modern like the Cars or Heart. But he only plays Aerosmith at the trailer park. Ain't it strange? It's called a mobile home. 'Cause you just sit there, you ain't going anywhere. One for bad habits, one for the rent, one for the paycheck you already spent. One to your stepdad for the down payment loan. You get one more month in your mobile home. We got into a fight one summer day. She got in her Dodge Omni and drove away. I stayed for a while, but it wasn't the same. So I went to the mailbox and took down my name. And I sold the trailer to a couple of kids who wanted a place just like we did. Just a little something to call their own. They put the good paints on and bought a mobile home. Well, ain't it strange? It's called a mobile home. You just sit there, you ain't going anywhere. One for bad habits, one for the rent, one for the paycheck you already spent. One to your stepdad for the down payment loan. You get one more month in your mobile home. Ain't it strange? It's called a mobile home.
Don't act like you never lived in a mobile home. Don't try to look at me like you never lived in a mobile home. It's still there on Route 236 in Elliott, Maine. I drove by it a couple months ago. It's sinking even more. It's just kind of built in a swamp. And I got out and walked around. I got a back problem, and one of my legs is longer than the other. And I realized it when I was walking through there. When I walked the right way, my back felt great. Yeah. All right, one more song. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much to everybody at Radio Live. This is a beautiful, beautiful group of people who put this thing on. I'm from New England, so we're not, you know, we're suspicious of people that are too nice to us, you know what I mean? I walked in, everybody was smiling, shaking my hand, saying, you know, greetings and glad to have you and everything. And I was looking at them like, the hell do they want? Some of you came from New England, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, song about a car.
I bought an old Ford Falcon, wrote a $100 check and thanked him. Broke down on the way back home. It's just a carburetor, so it didn't take long. It's got a busted windshield, bald tires and a broken door. But it gets me to my baby, that's what I bought it for. 65 Falcon. She likes to sit right in the middle, bare legs on a vinyl seat, paint your toes up on the dashboard when she rides around with me. Gets about 10 miles to the gallon, half the gas goes up in fumes. Nobody tailgates this car, everybody gives you lots of room. Lots of static on the AM dial, but it plays WSM. I like it when they play the old stuff. She sings along just a little out of tune. She hears me coming from a mile away. Fan Beth whines, all the dogs bark. Left an oil stain on her driveway, but now I know right where to park. Sometimes we drive for miles, sometimes we just park out back and drink beer with the doors wide open, making plans on a AAA map. A 65 Falcon. Drive a Camaro, don't wanna wear cologne. Don't need a kick-ass stereo. All I need is a 65 Ford. 65 Falcon.
So much. Y'all have been really sweet to me. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Rod. Mr. Rod Picott. Woo. I think there are several people in the audience making a list that want to go home with you tonight, so I think it worked. You're in luck. All right. You all really have been a wonderful audience tonight. You really have, yes. And I'm so glad because, you know, as those of you, before we went on the air, you know, I had to coach you and make sure you knew how to behave yourself, and you all are exemplary. I mean, I'm telling you right now, anybody would want to take this audience home. Well, maybe. All right. Once again, we have Kishana Armstrong with us.
Y'all have been quite delightful. And I would actually like to dedicate this song to you. I left a job of health insurance and a salary to just rely on people to show up places and buy music prayerfully and not stream it, right? So because of you, people like you, because of radio stations and programs like Radio Live, you give songwriters, musicians like us, you know, somewhere to be, people to play for. And without your love of music, we would have no one but each other. So I just want to say thank you. This song is dedicated to you, and it's called Love Has Got Me Here. Oh, I'm not playing with that tuning. Hold on. There she is. So I wrote this song with my good friend Jen Bostick, who's originally out of Minneapolis. She's a country girl from snow. She knows how to travel, and she's my favorite person to write melodies with. And I encourage you to look her up. And y'all give Jonathan a round of applause for letting me borrow his guitar. All right, here we go. It seems like yesterday I was on my own. I was lost and wondering which way to go. Then you came and changed my heart. You helped me see the beautiful
I couldn't find inside of me. One look and you set me free. I held on to the darkness and regrets. Now I watch disappear. I'm done with all the heartache and mistakes. Letting go of all my fears. What was I hiding from? I thought I was the only one. Got the sunshine. I'm all right. No love has gotten me here. Everybody's got a story that needs to be told. It's hard to go against the wind and stand on your own. If you just believe in that fire within, oh yeah, the beautiful inside of you will rise in the end. Trust me, I stood where you stand. I held on to the darkness and regrets. Now I watch them disappear. I'm done with all the heartache and mistakes. Letting go of all my fears. What was I hiding from?
Thanks, y'all. I always have to hang on to that crap. So this next one is, it was the single before this Christmas single. And I wrote this song after my first tour in the UK. I came back, and I had experienced being black in the UK, and then came back to being black in the South, and it blew my mind. I understood why Nina left and why, you know, the greats all like went away. Jazz players went over there, and it just had me thinking. I came back, and there were riots happening, the shooting down over in Orlando. It just occurred, and I just had this thought. if we all just remembered that no matter what we look like, no matter how different we look, no matter how different our beliefs, no matter how different we walk through life, what our journeys are, if we can just remind ourselves that if you cut us deep, we all bleed the same color. So this song is called Same Blood, and I'm gonna need your help at the end if it's okay. It's easy, I promise.
Oh man, Moses, he's wading in the river, trying to wash his hands free of the blood and the pain. Gotta tell his children why we kill each other, how after 2,000 years we still live this way. In the home of the brave, in the land of the free, if you're telling the truth, yeah, I got enemies. But it don't matter what you believe, no, we all bleed the same blood. We all bleed the same blood, the same blood. We all bleed the same blood, same blood, same blood. We carried the sins of our fathers for years. We've learned how to hate, and we've learned what to fear. Where do we go? Where do we go from here? Can't undo all the bad that's been done. Can't put that bullet back in the gun. All you can do is try to love someone.
This week, yeah? Listening again. My name is Kashana. This is for all you dreamers out there. If you've ever had a passion and you felt it deep in your bones, go do it. It's never too late. This song came to me 4 mornings in a row when I first moved to Nashville, and that doesn't happen. God don't give you no gifts 4 days in a row. So I woke up every morning and picked up my phone and just recorded this. Thank y'all so much for your ears.
when I was but a child. My mama told me, girl, don't let the light pass you by. You can shine bright in this dark world. And then I grew older, struggling to find my place. I pleaded, oh Lord, yeah, can you shine a little light on my way? You love me that plain. Can you feel it in your bones? Burning in your soul, yeah. Hear the voice you used to know. Can you feel it in your bone? When troubles come your way and doubts knocking at your door, yeah, don't you harbor that darkness, child. Behind those walls, there's so much more. Leave your worries behind you. Go out and find your place. Come on and open your heart. Give me your hands on 2 and 4, yeah? It's easy. You've been looking for the light in the darkest corner, looking for the light in the midst of storm, waiting for your time all along. It was waiting for you, waiting for you. Looking for the light in the darkest corner, looking for the light in the midst of storm, waiting for your time all along. It was waiting for you, waiting for you, waiting for you, waiting for you. Can you feel it in your body? Hey! Feel the burning in your soul. Hear the voice you used to know.
Sean Armstrong, all right.